Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, J.E., White, Emma. Campground, Stanmore, Sydney, Australia. October 23, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in 7 ABC 468, 4 BIO 336 to 337. Dear children Edson and Emma, we are now in Sydney, a suburb of Sydney. We published no notice of the meeting. We did not think it best to create any special excitement aside from distributing notices. I was cautioned not to create any special excitement by notifying everybody of the meeting, thus giving the ministers an opportunity to spread their false reports and hinder the people from coming out to hear. The light given me has been followed to the letter. The first meeting was held Thursday night, and the big tent was crowded. A wall of people several feet deep stood around the tent. Elder Daniels spoke with excellent freedom. Friday morning there was an early meeting at 6 o'clock, and a good representation of our people was present. After a season of prayer, many good testimonies were born. The meetings have opened well. Friday evening, several of our ministers spoke for a short time each. The tent was again full, and some were standing on the outside. Good order was observed. Sabbath morning, the congregation of believers was large. The tent was nearly filled, and everything went off nicely. The Spirit of the Lord was in the meeting. Three and four were often on their feet at once. The Lord's name was glorified in the testimonies born. The first part of Sabbath forenoon was occupied by Sabbath school, and at 11 o'clock the bell rang for service. Elder Haskell spoke with freedom to a tent well filled. In the afternoon, I spoke to a crowded tent. Many were standing on the outside like a wall. There is to be meeting in the evening. Dr. Caro speaks on the health question, I hear. Well, Edson and Emma, we can send but little mail this week. I have been having an ill turn and could not write much. Many things of interest are being pressed upon us. Last Wednesday morning, the steamer from America arrived with its passengers, and your brother, W.C. White, was a passenger. I met Willie Thursday on the campground. I was very glad to meet him after a 10 months' absence. He is looking well. He says that he was not at all sick during the passage, but was able to take care of his companions that were sick. The twins soon became acquainted with their father. May feels very well indeed over the arrival of her husband. She has behaved excellently well. We have taken her under our family wing and built her a house almost opposite our home, within calling distance. I shall now give up the family to the one who owns them under the Lord. The babies are two sturdy boys, full of health and activity. They look so nearly alike that we can hardly tell them apart. James Henry is stronger than Herbert, and more full of sport. Herbert carries a more sober-looking face, pensive I might call it. We have a nice encampment. Sarah, Maggie Hare, and Minnie Hawkins accompanied May down on Tuesday. They prepared the tents, as I was not able to go with them. I came down on Thursday with Sister Haskell, and Sister Robinson and daughter. Several others came with us. Sister Haskell, Sister Robinson and daughter, and I were allowed to occupy one compartment alone, so I rested all the way and was refreshed. Sarah had engaged three rooms, one for me with two doors opening onto a porch. This makes the room always well aired, and I can walk on the piazza. Willie and May have a room below the same size. Brother Tucker, an aged servant of God, who gave all his property to the cause with the provision that he was to be cared for while he lived, also has a room below. He is 79 years old. He is neat and exact in caring for his room, and never has any troubles to express. He is the excellent of the earth. I have just come from the 6 o'clock morning meeting. We have had breakfast. The tent was well filled with believers. Some of the neighbors also were present. One lady brought me a large bouquet of flowers from her garden. The meeting at first seemed to be rather depressed, but the Lord gave me the spirit of prayer, and the Holy Spirit did come into our midst. Or rather, I should say, that the Lord Jesus quickened our senses to recognize His presence in the blessings of heaven. The Lord is very nigh us, but we do not always recognize His presence, His comfort, and His grace. But we were blessed this very morning. Praise ye the Lord. After the praying season, the testimonies began. At times, six were on their feet at once. I felt it my duty to bear my testimony in urging my brethren to have faith. The glory of God is in the praise and thanksgiving of His people. The glory of the gospel does not consist in our making void the law of God and entering upon a new and easier way to be saved, but in having the way and the truth more firmly revealed in the unalterable law of Jehovah, established forever, in all its spirituality and completeness, to all them that believe. I told the people that the Lord was not glorified in their deficiency and dwarfed spirituality. The Lord would have every soul complete in Himself? No, complete in Jesus Christ. Ye are complete in Him. Colossians 2, verse 10. It was the whole sacrifice that our Redeemer made for us, and it is an entire, whole offering that is made in our behalf. As it was a whole, spotless offering that was given to save the fallen race, it was a whole and full salvation procured for my soul. This was done that every human being might render soul, spirit, heart, and affections to God. God will not accept a divided heart. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. The Lord made a full and complete sacrifice upon the cross, the shameful cross, that men might be complete in the great and precious gift of His righteousness. We have God's pledge that He will bind men closely to His great heart of infinite love in the bonds of the new covenant of grace. All who will give up their hope of paying for their salvation, or earning it, and will come to Jesus just as they are, unworthy, sinful, and fall upon His merits, holding in their plea the pledged word of God to pardon the transgressor of His law, confessing their sins and seeking pardon, will find full and free salvation. His promise is not yea and nay, but yea and amen in Christ. We must look away from ourselves. I entreated my brethren to ever keep gratitude to God cherished in the heart. Then His praise will come forth from sanctified lips of perfect obedience. The Holy Spirit, by the mouth of Zechariah, describes the gospel as salvation by pardon through the tender mercies of our God. Luke 1, verse 77-78.